Assalamu alaikum. There is something so moving about the surah the Imam recited in the salah. I think that in fact is enough as a reminder for us today. Because he recited Surah Al-Qiyamah. And there is something so profound and so moving in that surah, because Allah emphasizes in that surah the complete, utter temporality of man. All of us, in fact, in life, are just moving along. We climb high hills, we descend slopes, and at the same time, in that process, we all age. In Surah Al-Qiyamah, as Imam recited, you have this description of Qiyamah. And Allah in the Quran says, يَقُلْ إِنسَانِ يَوْمَ إِذِنْ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرَّ. Very profound, Allah is saying that man will ask you on Qiyamah, Ain al-mafarra, like where is your place to run to? Like where is a refuge? Where is a hiding place in this? And Allah in the Quran Surah Dhariyat says, Fafirru ila Allah. In life, Allah is saying the response, I mean there's a response mechanism, but how you act and behave and are in life, that will make a difference to how things will work for all of us in the next life. So Allah is saying, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, so flee all of you to Allah. So Allah is saying, قِيَامَةً, man will ask, أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُّ, where is the refuge running place? And Allah is saying, in this life, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, all of you flee back to Allah. Meaning, it means, فَفِرُّوا مِنْهُ إِلَيْهِ, flee from Him back to Him. Flee from ignorance to knowledge. Flee from disbelief to belief. Flee from shirk to tawheed. Flee all of you back to a sense of emergency, immediacy in the verse. And then in Surah Al-Qiyamah, Allah mentions, of course, all these transcendental things above us, beyond us. Cosmic, big things happening outside of us. Then Allah takes us back to one incident of one man who dies. He dies. Allah mentions one case of one person dying. And Allah says he's dying and no one can save him. وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقٍ. Like it's asked, who can save, who can cure, who can read over this person? Allah says, بَلْ. He knows this is firaq, this is time of separation. And this person, he has a disease of the heart. We know that from the verse. Because Allah says he was so puffed up and arrogant in life. He used to go home to his family, yatamatta. Like he used to be full, so full of himself and assured to his family, as if he has everything in control. And Allah says, you are not in control. أَوْلَى لَكَ فَأَوْلَى ثُمَّ أَوْلَى لَكَ فَأَوْلَى. This is the only time the Quran is in fact said. Only place in the whole Quran. Allah says this, woe to you and woe to you and woe to you and woe to you. Only place in the Quran about this person. And then Allah brings us back down to human existence. In that same surah. To all of us, we witness, we've all heard the surah in the salah, subhanAllah. And Allah says, didn't we make man from a liquid nothing? Then he becomes, like skin and bones and a creation. And can Allah then resurrect man in the end of time? And the response is, Bala ashhad, indeed I bear witness, you can, O Allah. And that's really sufficient as a reminder for us. The idea is that all of us as human beings, we're all moving through spaces in different ways and forms, and in that process, the high slopes we descend and the high hills we climb, but we're all aging, we're all moving through existence. The Prophet of Allah says, كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنِّكَ غْرِيبَ وَعَبِرِ السَّبِيلِ. Be in this life as if you're a stranger or a traveler. Meaning you're going to think, I'm just moving through as if I'm a traveler in this life. And some things maybe I will do that will be strange to other people. But I'm just a stranger or a traveler. And as all of us, we trudge and sludge down these narrow hills and pathways, we're reminded of something beyond us, cosmic happenings above us, beyond us, before us, bigger than us. Like in the Quran, وَالشَّمْسِ وَالضُّحَاهَا وَالْقَمْرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَالْلَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا طَوَّبْنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَّاهَا. Like big things out of us. And these contrasting, shifting modes by the sun and by the moon and by the night and by the day and by earth and heaven. Contrast. But Allah says in this ayat, the most biggest thing to think about, the most effective contrast in that surah, in this opening part of it, is وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فَجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَهَا. So all these things above us, the sun, the moon, the night, the day, the heavens and the earth, and then Allah said, brings us back down and a human self. And how the human self could be influenced and motivated, inspired by righteousness, but also depravity, evil. We could move this way or move that way, depending on your influences in life, your mindset, your world views. All of these things have an impact on who you become in life. Your company, your influences, your epistemology, your reading, your access to information, knowledge, your Quran, all of these things have a bearing on who we are in life. But that's good, that's important to know. But then Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَاهَا. Output, solution, resolution. Just like in Surah Qiyamah, like we mentioned before. There's one thing about man saying, you know, يَقُلْ إِنسَانِ يَوْمَ إِذَا أَيْنَ مَفَرُ. Where is your place to run that day? Allah says Qiyamah, and Allah is saying in Surah Dhariyat, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Now, do it now. Run, all of you. Flee back to Allah. That's a resolution. That's a way out of this whole thing. But in this Surah Shams, what does Allah say? Allah says, okay, you have contrasting things, heavens and the earth, night and day. You know, big things ahead of us. And then, of course, the micro level of man, small us humans. And then what's within us, even smaller than that, himself, the person's self. But Allah is saying, successful is the one, is he who purifies it, meaning himself. And a loss is the one that buries it, meaning himself. That's the biggest contrast. Success and failure. That's the biggest contrast here. Sun and moon, I mean, that's things that we observe. Night and day, we observe that. But something in ourselves, we also feel it. Successful is the one that works and purifies himself, takes hold of himself, and realizes I have a place to go, and I'm going to go there, and I'm going to be strict on myself, and I'm going to walk this path. And even though we navigate these narrow trudges in life and we struggle, that's the way to go. That's where success is. And Allah says, a loss is the one that buries himself, dasaha. In the Quran, Allah has another place where that word is used, dasasa. Yadusu fi turab, meaning he buries in the earth. So all human potential is wasted because he's burying it all, like he's neglecting himself. I can't see it, see no evil, hear no evil. I can't see anything, it's all covered up. But it's not really covered up because it's still there. You think you've hidden it, but it's still there. And even if you didn't get the point, Allah then says, well, there's a people, case study, human example of a people who were like that. They failed. Thamud. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودْ بِطَغْوَاهَا. Same surah, Ash-Shams. Thamud, belied, denied, they turned away. They were destroyed. So look at where things begin and where things end up. Same surah Al-Qiyamah, like in Surah, same thing is happening. Al-Qiyamah, next life, after life, day of judgment. But Allah brings us all the way back down, the end of the ayah, end of the surah. Man, just nutfah. Just small creation, liquid, you're just formed. So think about where we are. So one thing about appreciating hills, like this is a very hilly place, coming to Cardiff, lots of hills everywhere. You admire the beauty of the landscape and it's all hilly. Subhanallah. You know Allah in the Quran says, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَالطُّورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. This is all hills, by the way, it's all mountainous. By the fig and the olive, and Mount Sinai, and this blessed land of Mecca. There are allusions to places having, and they're all mountainous places. Damascus, Jerusalem, Egypt, Mecca, all mountainous. What does Allah say? We've created man in the best of forms, in the best of ways, and we reduce him to the lowest of the low, asfal safilin, on account of his wrong, his moving away, his deliberate distancing, he's reduced. So one thing about the fact that you admire the high hill, high places, but our question is, where is man in all of this? Where is man in all of this? One such person who lived, you know, like you have mountainous, hilly places, one person who lived as if he was the mountain, the moving mountain, was Fir'aun. Fir'aun, he lived as if he was the mountain. And he used to strut and fret in life, carry himself and say, Ana Rabbukum Al-A'la, I'm your Lord, the Most High. Kill people, innocent people, imprison people, innocent people, as if he was in control of all affairs. And Allah in the Quran says to Musa, go to Fir'aun, he needs help. He's transgressed the limits, go to him. And say this to him, this is powerful. Allah says, say to Fir'aun, فَقُلْ. So say to him, Allah is teaching Musa what to say to Fir'aun. فَقُلْ هَلَّكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِكَ فَتَخْشَى. Allahu Akbar. Allah is giving Musa, showing him how to respond to such a detractor, antagonist like Fir'aun, criminal, mass murderer, megalomaniac. And this is his problem. It's one thing about the fact if you say, if Fir'aun put down the knife, the sword, but he'll find another way of killing people, kids of Bani Israel. Because his problem is in himself. So Allah is saying, go to Fir'aun and say to him, wouldn't you want to attain purification? And I'll guide you to your Lord and you'll be in awe of him. Three key things here. Of tazkiyah, of hidayah, of khushu'. There are three indispensables you need, we all need in our lives, in our hearts. Tazkiyah, hidayah, khushu'. All of us need that. The essence of salah, for example, Allah says successful are the believers, those who have khushu in salah. Khushu means stillness. Ibn Qayyim says it means having a heart that is in the present moment. What happens in salah, we are between like the past and the future, thinking about past events and about what's going to happen 5 minutes after salah. But to put keep yourself in the present, that's where difficulty is. So Allah says, go to Fir'aun with this message. He Fir'aun, and both you, Musa, all of us are in this path and we're navigating through spaces. It's how we make sense of them. And Allah in the Quran says, you know, take a provision. As you move places, and as you travel, and as you cross paths, and as you journey in life, take a provision. Tazawwadu. Take something with you. This is about the context of the Hajj in the ayah, meaning in the Hajj you prepare yourself, you pack your bags, Prepare your snacks. Money for the journey. Money for the airport. All of this stuff. You're worrying about, do I have the right adapters for the a trip abroad? Phone chargers, phones, all of this stuff. My father tells me that, you know, his grandparents used to take like pots and pans, travel by sea with pots and pans and stuff like that. Now it's different for us. We're taking other things and we have a different type of transport. But Allah in the Quran is saying, and take a provision. And the best provision you can take is taqwa. Out of all of this stuff that you would take with you for the journey, Allah is saying the best one you could take that would be with you in your whole human existence is taqwa. That's the best thing to take with you all the time, because that will keep you, you know, measured in the eyes of Allah. It will keep your heart, your place, your being in check. Young people, you must have done the poem. Who did Ozymandias in school?
One.
Who else? Come on, can't it be one? Two. Who else? Brother? No. Astaghfirullah. By Percy Shelley, Ozymandias. This is about Fir'aun, by the way. By Ramesses II. He says in Ozymandias, you know, Ozymandias, with nickname for Fir'aun, Pharaoh, writes down, my name is Ozymandias, king of kings. Look on my works, you mighty, and despair. On a plaque. And they find this in the desert somewhere. My name, Ozymandias. Look on my works, you mighty, and despair. And the poet says, but nothing beside remains. The lone and level sands stretch far away. Nothing is there. So Ozymandias, when he had it, he believed he had it. But now there's nothing for us to look at, because nothing is there. Because time has passed. Everything's corroded. Everything's in the earth. And nothing beside remains. Everything's in the earth. So the essence of taqwa is being mindful of the fact that all of us in life are temporal. We're moving through. But there's something that is so beloved to Allah. If we learn and practice and keep this with us, with Allah's tawfiq, that's the most precious thing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah gives us Ramadan. And in Ramadan, Allah gives us the act of fasting. And Allah in the Quran says, oh, you believe, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, fasting is for you, ordained for you as it was ordained for those before you. Why? La'allakum tattaqoon, so perhaps you would attain this thing called taqwa. Once, you know, the great companion Umar ibn Khattab, Allah peace with him, asked his other companion, friend Ubay ibn Ka'b, Allah peace with him, he asked him, what is the meaning, Ubay, of taqwa? Like, what is taqwa? And Ubay says to Umar, have you ever walked down the narrow pathway, you know, like we're talking about? He says, yeah, of course, many times in my life. He said, what do you do then? What do you do in a situation? What do you do? He says, you know, I lift my gown and I take one step and stop. And one step and stop. I have to measure my movement because I'm worried maybe these thistles and brambles and things will come and cut my shirt, my clothing. I have to walk therefore very carefully. And Ubay says, Umar, that is the meaning of taqwa. That is taqwa. In the Quran, la'allakum tattaqoon comes 6 times. And la'allakum tadhakkaroon comes 6 times. So perhaps you would be mindful. Perhaps you would reflect. Perhaps you would think perhaps you would allow your heart to move. Perhaps you would connect to Allah. Perhaps you'd return to Allah. You know, one of the thing in the Quran is repeated again and again, end of ayat, is that these la'allahum ayat are very, very meaningful. Like la'allakum tattaqoon, la'allahum yarji'oon. So perhaps they would return to Allah. Allah wants all of us, like the Imam recited, to make this firar, to make this movement quick, now. Flee all of you to Allah. And in these verses, it's so perhaps you would return to Allah. And Allah says, whatever happens in your life, all success, all failure, all triumph, all loss, is for that one purpose. Perhaps you return all of you back to Allah. Ar-ruju ila Allah, returning all of us back to Allah. Cleaning the heart is returning back to Allah. So la'allakum tattaqoon is the essence of the fast, but it doesn't mean just that we just stop eating and drinking and having ritual our spouses in the fasting hours. That's a general fasting. But there is something bigger than that. A specific fast. And what is that? That in the fasting you learn to control your eyes, your gaze, to control your hearing, to control your limbs. Where am I going in life? Where is my eyes taking me, my ears taking me, my feet taking me? Where am I going in life? And we're all fasting soon enough, inshallah. So you're so worried because you realize I'm doing something so meaningful. I've made suhoor. You know, I've sacrificed something. I'm in this state. I don't want to violate what I'm in by doing something that is displeasing to Allah. Therefore, you're more mindful of taqwa, of knowing Allah, being mindful of Him, fearing Him, trusting Him, loving Him, hoping in Him. All of this is taqwa. And the fasting is showing us that. Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah says that when Allah says la'allakum tattaqoon, it means la'allakum tad'afoon. He says that when Allah says perhaps you attain taqwa, it means perhaps you become weak. Weak. Why? Because he says every time you decrease your intake of food, your desires weaken. And every time your desires weaken, your sin against Allah becomes less. So you're more mindful and you're sinning less. And your heart is winning over your nafs. We have this war battle every day of our life between the nafs of a person, lower self, desires, temptations, and between a person's heart. The heart is cleansed with tawbah, with dhikr of Allah, with salah. We come, all of these things cleanse the heart. But shaitan's inroad is through the nafs. And if the heart is weak, we then expose ourselves to shaitan. If the heart is strong, we disallow shaitan from having access to us, with Allah's permission. So in Ramadan, the heart is the victor, it's winning the war. But I will end by giving you three things to think about, of how we attain that taqwa in our life. The first thing is, I want all of us, you know, all of us are Banu Adam. We're all sons of our father in the beginning, Adam alayhi salam. And the Prophet of Allah says, "Kullukum min Adam, wa Adam min turab." All of you from Adam. Adam was from dust. Every one of us is an individual. We came to this earth alone. We will die alone. Wallahi azim. Outside of all of the things around us, we think that make us great. Away from your networks, away from your following, away from all of this, you're by yourself. All of us are alone. The man in Surah Qiyamah, Allah describes dying, he dies alone. When the people say, قِيلَ وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقْ وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّبِيلِ. It's like, this is about one person. By himself is in a situation. So all of us have to deal with that by ourselves. Make Ramadan, make taqwa first, a point of your spiritual, personal transformation. If we improve personally first, it will have the biggest impact on all the world around you. And how you do that? First, you make tawbah. It doesn't mean that you wait for the last 10 nights of Ramadan, 27 nights, and you start making tawbah. No, it means every single day. Prophet of Allah says, O people, you are nurse, tubu ila rabbikum, repent to your Lord, because indeed I repent to my Lord 100 times, 30 times a day. Meaning all the time tawbah, all the time istighfar, all the time. And there are three or four key things we have to get right. Number one, leave sins that you might be doing for Allah's sake. And whatever you leave for Allah's sake, Allah gives you something better in return, more beautiful in return. I make a promise that I won't go back to the sin. And number three, feel a sense of remorse about the sin. So make these, that's the first thing, tawbah, all the time. Number two, have private secret deeds that no one knows of except you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Private secret deeds. You know, who knows about Bilal? If I said to you about Bilal al-Habashi, Ibn Rabah, Allah please him, what makes him great, would you say? Calls Adhan, isn't it? Who would say Adhan here? A lot of you would say Adhan. Adhan, isn't it? First one to make Adhan. Makkah, he made Adhan al-Aqsa also. Medina. He made Adhan. We all know Bilal was on the floor and they put stones on his chest and he was saying, Ahadun Ahad. One Allah. One Allah. One Allah. I got a message today from an old friend who was Sikh who became Muslim when I was young and he was young. His father passed away. Just passed away. This morning. And he took Shahada 5 days ago. Oh, 5 days ago. The old man in India. And the other one, there's two sons who became Muslim. And one of them is with his father in India. And my father is saying, one Rabb, being the one Lord. And takes Shahada from his son, Allah Akbar. But you know, the Prophet of Allah, he said to Bilal, I heard your footsteps ahead of me in Jannah last night. What have you been doing? It's interesting, Bilal doesn't say, I call Adhan, Ya Rasulullah. I struggle for Islam. He doesn't say that. You know what he says? I make wudu. And I pray two rakats. And I keep doing it until Allah's decree takes me somewhere else. And the Prophet said, it must be because of this. Because that two rakats, my advice to you, look, you wake up in the morning, you're going to brush your teeth and wash your face anyway. Who brushes their teeth in the morning? All of us. Brothers, Allah give you hidayah. You wash your face. When you're doing it, make wudu. Wallahi, it's an extra minute. Just make wudu, man. Make wudu. Then you're made wudu. Then you're like a free sailor. You're a sailor on the ship of success in life. You porridge up in that moment and just pray two rakats, take wudu. If you're stuck in it for time, then combine your intentions of duha. You know, duha is the salah of the awabin. Awabin are those who return to Allah. Every joint in your body, the Prophet says, duha gives sadaqah on every joint in your body. Just two rakats. Make your intentions together if you're stuck for time. And pray to your two rakats. You know, and that's the reward is heaven. Like the Prophet told Bilal, heaven, Jannah. So have these private moments, private deeds that will increase you. Number two is your social transformation. It's one thing about me transforming myself, but what about us as a people? What about you in Cardiff? What about you in this message? What about you as a family? My advice is to make amends with people, fix relationships. Allah in the Quran says about the muttaqeen, people of taqwa are in heaven. Allah describes who they are. They give their money. يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ in ease and in hardship. You know, the work of sapience, subhanAllah. You know, we deal every day with people who struggle with their faith. Some of them have lost faith, have left Islam. We have to communicate with them free of charge, one-to-one private sessions every day. You know, we publish books like the ones you have over there free for people. Download the books on our websites for free. That's the work for sapience. We want to see a world that is convinced of Islam. We want you. We want team building of people convinced of Islam. We want this to be, to raise this. So we're not confused by all these isms and schisms of our world of humanism and atheism and secularism. No. We put the book of Allah. We want to make the world view of all of us Allah-centric and Akhirah-centric. That we're moved by Akhirah, by Allah. That's what moves us. That's what we want to see, the work of sapience. Allah says, spend your money in ease and hardship and subdue the anger. They subdue, they control their anger. How many things could be saved, as in relationships, if we learn to control our anger? How many friendships, even marriages, even things that we might have got wrong because we just said something out of anger? And Allah is saying, the muttaqeen, they control their anger. And they pardon people. So we want Allah to pardon us. Allah is saying, pardon each other. When Allah says, forgive you, Allah is saying, forgive each other. When Allah says, have mercy on you, have mercy on each other. And now, make amends. Just put your guard down, man. Put your guard down and say, I'm sorry. Mistake was mine. Even if it was not, you say, mistake was mine. And we want to move on for the sake of Allah. And you'll feel so much better. And Allah will bless you in life and akhirah. So number two, therefore, is your social transformation. And lastly, is your state of being. Allah in the Quran says, "Kun rabbaniyin," be devout servants of Allah. So taqwa of Allah remains with you, in you, for you, always with you. And that's the biggest success in life. You know, when, who knows about Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi? Who's heard of him? No?
Yes, you could say Vienna.
Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi was dying in Damascus. His son said, I'm going to go and see my father, Zahir. Goes and sees his father. This is the words of a dying man. Not just a dying man, the dying man who liberated Al-Aqsa. He says to his son, "Wasika bi taqwallah." I instruct you, the first thing he says, I instruct you, my son, have taqwa of Allah. Because it is the head, rasu kull umur, the head of all affairs. Your biggest push and motivation in life is taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the advice of Salah ad-Din, liberator of Al-Quds, Al-Aqsa, to his son. And advice for all of us as well. May Allah make it so for all of us. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan.